1071 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. It is an absolute pleasure to welcome Alex Moustakas, Artistic Director with Drayton Entertainment, to the phone lines. Alex, good morning, and can I say Happy New Year?
You can. I think the statute of limitations allows it. I think we're good.
We are good. Alex, it is a pleasure to be chatting with you once again with great Drayton Entertainment. Now, of course, currently we would love to enjoy in-person theater at Drayton Entertainment. We'll find out what any announcement comes perhaps later. But in the meantime, we have a new digital series that's happening. Alex, what's this all about?
We do. Unfortunately, we can't welcome people back into the auditorium. We're in the gathering business, and unfortunately, at the moment, we can't gather. So this is the second best thing, and we've created a virtual series, 10-hour-long episodes. They're going to be released every Sunday night. But if you can't see it Sunday night, you've got a week to view it as many times as you want, and it's just a way to pull back the curtain. To see, you know, what goes on, what it's like to work in live theater. So I interview about 40 artists who also get to perform a number or a monologue. We've got some other, you know, funny bits that happen throughout the episode as well. There's some really poignant interviews with artists saying how it's affected them over the last 2 years, how it's affected the audience, what we've missed as a society in not having arts activity, and in particular theater. And so it's been a struggle, obviously, not only for arts and culture, but our friends in the hospitality industry and tourism as well.
Oh, for sure. And this is the second series. There had been a series called We'll Meet Again that was well received, I understand.
It was very well received. It was done very much like a variety show, like the old Ed Sullivan show, where you gather around the TV on Sunday nights. And so this is kind of the follow-up, but, kind of similar style, but different material, obviously, and it's very interesting. It's just to get the perspective of the actor, you know, rather than us just sitting in the audience.
It's been a
tough time. You probably have heard of Sisyphus in Greek mythologies, the guy who's banned to Hades, and his job is to push a boulder up a hill, and when he gets to the top, it rolls down again.
Yeah.
For eternity,
you know?
Here we are again. So this is just a way to stay connected with our audience and our stakeholders and all our partners.
Well, I think it's a great idea. Again, it's 10 episodes, hour-long episodes, Backstage Pass. We'll share the trailer. The trailer is terrific. My goodness, Alex, the people spotlighted. The trailer is great, but, I mean, you've got Alexis Gordon featured, Robert Marcus, Lee McDougall. Great, great lineup.
Yeah, they're the best of the best. You know, sometimes we forget the performers that are on, that grace the Drayton stages, that grace Stratford and Shaw and Blythe. You know, one day they're in the little village of Drayton performing, and the week later they're on Broadway rehearsing a brand new show. So we kind of tend to forget that sometimes, but someone like Robert Marcus, for example, you know, he starred in Evan Hansen in Toronto, and it's only a handful of singers have done that part around the world. So that's the caliber of artists that we're featuring.
Yeah,
well.
No kidding. And Marcus Nance, my goodness.
Yeah, he's just a brilliant, brilliant performer, and what a voice he's got, and one of the nicest human beings you will ever meet.
Well, we look forward to it. Backstage Pass, it's a great way to support Drayton Entertainment. So how do we access Backstage Pass, Alex?
Well, let me tell you that, Jamie. Go on our website at DraytonEntertainment.com, and all the information is there. And we're really excited to launch this, and I think your listeners will really enjoy it.
Oh, it looks great. January 30th to April 3rd. Again, it's 10 weeks of virtual entertainment. Backstage Pass runs Sunday nights. And a great thing is it airs Sunday nights or is uploaded Sunday nights, but then you've got a full week to access it.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So hopefully we'll be able to gather more than a few people in our homes and, make a night of it. with your sisters, cousins, and aunts, as it were.
Oh, for sure. It's a great idea. Backstage pass. Alex Moustakas with Drayton Entertainment. And Alex, as we mentioned, will be certainly awaiting any forthcoming announcements. We certainly cross our fingers, cross our toes for in-person theater experience. Anything else on the go with Drayton Entertainment that folks need to know? I know we are crossing our fingers, looking forward to a season coming up.
Yeah, the thing that's been a lifeline for us is our online 50-50, if you can believe that. It's just been astonishing, the support that we've received. It's been a fun way to people try to win a jackpot, but they like seeing how how it grows, and they're supporting a registered charity at the same time. So it all helps, right, to get us through this. But I'm hopeful. We are going to get through this, and I'm very hopeful we will have a season, a summer season. We just have to stay positive. We have to stay respectful. We have to be kind to each other, and I think if we care about each other, we're going to gather again real soon.
Well said. Alex Moustakas with Drayton Entertainment. DraytonEntertainment.com is the website for all the details. Alex, thanks so much for this.
Thanks, Jamie. Thanks for everything you do to support the arts.